friends this year should be a special schus for Avi Mar and Imi Rasi Sheyichyu, and for the entire world, Shenivashat Shuas Olamim, and Li Nishmas Daniela Shena Bas Rabbi Yeshua Falik, and schus Rifuas Chaim Yitzchak and Freda Fegalea. We're going to be discussing the end of Kriyas Shema and Mitzvah Hashem. We're basing ourselves on Torah of Hagon Rav Zelig Epstein Zatzal. The Ramban, page 14 of the Frankel edition, writes, V'chein cholku ha'amorayim b'kriyas Shema. There's a machlokas ha'amorayim b'bat Shema. Some say Kriyas Shema is derabbanan and Mitzvah is daraisa. Others say that Kriyas Shema is daraisa. Kfar Pasak HaRav Kain. Says the Machlokas HaMorayim about Shema. Some say it's Darabanan, others say it's Daraisa. The Rambam Paskins in Mitzvah Seseh Yud that it's Daraisa. Now the Sheet of the Rambam, and that's also the Sheet of the Ramban, that the Mitzvah of Yichud Hashem, asserting the unity of God, and the Mitzvah of Kriyas Shema are two separate mitzvahs in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah Seh Beis, Mitzvah Seh Yud. However, in the Minyan HaMitzvah of the Behag, he does not enumerate the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem. Now, L'shitas HaRambam VeHaRamban, it is definitely pashut to understand the question the Ramban has according to Rabbi Yehuda, who learns Kriyas Shema is derabbanan, we're going to be missing one of the Taryag mitzvahs, because the Ramban holds and the Rambam holds that Kriyas Shema is deraisa. So if you hold it's only derabbanan, you're missing one of the Taryag mitzvahs, because they hold that Kriyas Shema is not included in the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem. They have two separate mitzvahs. They have a mitzvah of Yichud, and they also have a mitzvah of Shema. And their kash is going to be according to Rav Yehuda. What are you going to do? Where are you going to fill in the missing mitzvah of Shema? You only hold it's the Rabbanan. However, we have to understand L'shitas HaBehag, according to the Baal Lachas Gedolos, who does not enumerate the mitzvah of Yichud. If, even according to him, it is going to be difficult, Aliba de Rebbe Yehuda, is he going to have difficulty with Rebbe Yehuda, who holds that Kriyas Shema is only derabbanan? L'chora, we could say, according to the Sheet of the Behag, that even the Man D'Amar Kriyas Shema lav d'oraisa, nevertheless, we are not lacking one of the Taryag mitzvahs, since we have to enumerate the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem. And that the Behag did not enumerate the mitzvah of Yichud is because he holds that lahalacha, that Kriyas Shema is de'oraisa, Kriyas Shema is going to be filling in the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem. And therefore, you don't have to enumerate the mitzvah of Yichud anymore, because it's already included in the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema. So again, the Behag will say that even according to Man D'Amar, Kriyas Shema is not d'oraisa. Nevertheless, we're not going to be missing a mitzvah, because then you would have to enumerate the mitzvah of Yichud. And that the Behag did enumerate the mitzvah of Yichud is because he holds the halacha that Kriyas Shema is d'oraisa. And therefore, you don't have to enumerate the mitzvah of Yichud, because it's included in the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema. And this is what we are going to explain in this shir, Mirtzu Hashem. This is going to be the first part. Hopefully, in the first part, we'll explain some, and then in the second part, the rest. And we will see Nifla'ot Mitorat Hashem. In the Sefer Zohar Rakia, the Minyan HaEssen of Rav Shimon Ibn Gabirol, in Osiyot Beis, he explains why the Behag did not enumerate the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem. There, he's marich on what Rav Shimon ibn Shlomo ibn Gavirol, Shlomo, not Rav Shimon, Shlomo ibn Gavirol, in his Azharos, writes, Liyached kel ayom, shtei pe'amim bayom. To be miyached, to assert the unity of the awesome God, twice a day. And the Zohar Rakia, he writes, written by Rabbi Shimon ben Samach Duran, he writes, V'gam b'zeh hichnis ha'mefarish el ha'asaros mitzvah ha'yichud v'kocha ha'rambam v'lo ra'isi sha'haramban hisig alav b'zeh v'hichnis v'gam kein b'minyan aval ani lo matzasi sha'agon zal manazos ha'mitzvah klal. So he says he includes the mitzvah of Yichud, so the Rambam does. I did not see the Ramban argues with him. So it's also in his minyan. But I didn't find that the Gonzal, meaning the Bahag, enumerates this mitzvah at all. Aval kasav likro kriya shema. He just writes to read Shema, but not Yichud Hashem. Vanila niustaiti nirali shadas chazal. Ushadibur Anochi Ushma Yisrael Inyan Echad Lahem, the Kabbalah Smalchus Shemaim, the Amunas Elochus Vahayihud, the Eno Nimna Mitzvah Pratis Eliasel Vikr. And me, in my humble opinion, it appeared to me, the opinion of Chazal is that Dibur of Anochi and Shema Yisrael is the same Inyan as Kabbalah Smalchus Shemaim in the belief in the Yichud of Hashem, in the belief in Hashem and his Yichud. And it's not enumerated as a individual mitzvah. That would appear to be the das of the Gonzal. V'hanimna b'mitzvah b'zeh hu b'kriya shema. So the mitzvah is going to be kriya shema, and included in that is going to be Yichud Hashem v'raya midibrei chazal b'zeh hu shemor m'shikriyas pasik rishon v'parash shemai kabal t'machus shemayim. Chazal say, reading the first pasuk, kabal t'machus shemayim v'ein lo menator b'kriyas mitzvah ela pasuk zeh Divrei Hamashorer, who Shaloka Divrei Hamafarish, and Mrs. Kriya Shema B'li Safek, who Min Haminyan. Meaning that Midivrei Hamafarish, whoever that may be, it would appear that he understands that the Rav Shimon, Rav Shlomo, Ibn Gavirol writes, Le'achid Kel Ayom Shtei Pamim Bayom, he means that there are two mitzvahs. One is the mitzvah of Yichud. What is the Yichud? Believing that God is one, and that's Liyached Kel Ayom, and Nachdem Shtei Pe'amim Bayom, twice a day, which is the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema. And on that, the Zohar Rakia says, I don't agree. And Rav Shlomo ben Gavirol is going b'shitas ha-bahag, and he doesn't enumerate the mitzvah of Yichud at all. Not that they're two separate mitzvahs, Yichud Hashem and also Kriyas Shema, but rather just Kriyas Shema. And that's like the Ramban explains b'das ha-bahag in his Hasagos L'mitzvos Mitzvos Aleph, that the Bahag doesn't enumerate Anochi Hashem Elokecha as a mitzvah in his minyan, because the mitzvah of Anochi is the yisod v'ikar l'chol ha-mitzvahs v'ein haba b'minyan. The foundation of all mitzvahs is Anochi. Mitzvahs only start after Anochi. Anochi is not a mitzvah according to the Bahag. And according to the Bahag, for this very same reason, mitzvah of Yichud is also not included in the count of 613, because that is also an ikar and yisod l'chol ha-mitzvahs. And that Reb Shlomo ben Gavirol writes, Liyached kel ayom, shtei pe'amim b'yom, he is not talking about the mitzvah of emunah b'yichud Hashem. He's referring merely to the mitzvah, or only to the mitzvah of kriyas shema twice a day, and there are not two mitzvahs involved here at all. So it's all included in the mitzvah of Kriya Shema B'Yichud Hashem is not an independent mitzvah. So based on what was explained, that even the Das HaBehag, the Kasha of the Ramban would remain in force. Because what do we have now according to the Bahag? We have that Kriyas Shema is the Oraisa and Yichud Hashem is not enumerated. So let's say you go Lefishitas Rav Yehuda. He holds that Kriyas Shema is the Rabbanan. What problem are you going to encounter? That you're going to be missing one of the 613 mitzvahs because it's no longer Kriyas Shema. And you can't say that according to Rav Yehuda, the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem will replace the mitzvah of Shema, because according to the Bahag, you cannot enumerate the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem, because it is a yisod and ikar l'chol haTorah kula. So like Anochi isn't enumerated, so to Yichud Hashem. So we have the Tmi of the Ramban that would apply to the sheet of the Bahag based on where we're holding right now. We want to know where is the mitzvah of what are we going to do with the missing mitzvah if you hold Kriyas Shema as Derabbanan, because the Bahag holds Kriyas Shema as Daraisa. If you hold as Derabbanan, we're missing a mitzvah and don't replace it with the Yichud Hashem, because the Bahag holds the Yichud Hashem does not count as an independent mitzvah. So really it would appear that we can explain, says Hagon of Zelig Epstein, that the emes le'inyan mitzvah hayichud lo shayach hatam shekosav haramban le'inyan adibur shel anochi shua ikur hagadol shakol talui bovelo bovimenyan. No. When it comes to yichud, we would not apply what we say about anochi, that this is the great foundation of all, and it is not part of the 613 mitzvahs. Because with respect to the mitzvah of yichud, The Rambam writes, in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, Hatzivu Shetzivanu Bemunas HaYichud Ushanamin Kipol HaMetzios V'Sibos HaRishona Echod. The Tzivu that we were commanded in Emunas HaYichud, that we should believe that the one who made the Metzios and the purpose for it is one. V'Om Shema Yisrael Shavakenu Hashem Echod. And that's the Pasuk of Shema. U'Brov Medrashas Timsein Amra Amenas Liyachit Shmi Amenas Liyachdeini V'Rabim Ka'elu Ka'ela. And in many midrashos you'll find it, in order to be miyached my name, in order to be miyached me, and a lot of midrashos like this. So already the mefarshim were misoirer, Rishab Rov HaMidrashos Timtzeim, Almanas Liyached Shmi, Almanas Liyachdeini, where do you find such midrashim? Okay. In the Sefer Seder Mishnah, the Rambam, in the first pack of Yisod HaTorah Halacha Zayin, he finds a source for the Rambam. Look in the parish of Rabbi Yerucham Fishel Parallel, say from Mitzvah Sarat Sagwin, says the Gimel Dalet, he's married from this. Continues the Rambam. Rotsim Bazaa Maimra, Shu Omnam Hotsianum in Avdus, Vaasa Masha Asam in Achesed, Vaatova Manat Shanamin, Hayichud, Kanachum Chayavim Bazaa, Vaharbe Shiomer Mitzvah Yichud, Vik Rizosa Mitzvah Gamkin Kabbalas Malchus Shamayim. So, God took us out of servitude, that's the chesed and the tov, in order that we should believe in his oneness, we're obligated in this. And many say that this is the mitzvah of yichud, and they call this mitzvah also kabbalas malchus shamayim, because they say al menas lekabel aleinu al malchus shamayim, because they say in order to accept upon ourselves the yoke of heaven. Ratzalomar, that means to say, Lehoros Hayichud Veha'amanaso, to show the oneness of God and his belief. Ad kan milashon kacho shel harambam. In Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, in the first perek in Halacha Zayin, the Rambam writes, Elokai ze echod. V'lo shnayim, v'lo yoser al shnayim. Ela echad she'en ki yichudu echad menem tzayim be'olam. לא אחד כמין שכל אחדים הרבה, ולא אחד בגוף כגוף, שהוא נחלק למחלקות וקצוות, אלא ייחוד שאין ייחוד אחר כמוסו בעולם. God is one, and not two, not more than two. One, there is no oneness like this one in the world, and not one that is composed of different parts, but rather one that is no other oneness like his oneness. V'yidias dav rezem mitzvahs esay, and knowing this is a positive commandment. Shenemar, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, in the Sefer Achinuch, he writes, in Mitzvah Tov Yud Zayin, V'hamin ki Hashem Yisbaruch Hu Apoel Kol HaMetzius, Adon HaKol, Echad B'lishum Shituf, Shenemar, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Shorish Mitzvah Zu Yadua Ki Ze Iker Emunas Kol B'nei HaOlam, Fu Omer HaChazak, Shelev Kol Ben Das Samuch Olov, to believe that God, may his name be blessed, created everything. He's one without any partners. The root of this mitzvah is known. That's the ikar of the emuna of all the people of the world. This is the strong pillar that the heart of every man with intellect relies upon. Medine mitzvah ma she'amru zal she'chayv kol echad mi Yisrael le'hareg al mitzvahs hayichud. Every individual Jew is chayiv to be killed in order to proclaim the unity of God. Anybody who doesn't believe in the Yichud Hashem is as if he is denying the very essence, the very foundation. There's no true shlemus, there's no true perfection and governance and splendor unless it is complete unity. The heart of every person of a wise heart can discern this. This mitzvah is included in the Yisrael Avodah Zarah, that we must be killed for it. Somebody's over on this, he doesn't believe in the Yichud of Hashem, is mevatel this essay of Shema Yisrael. Also all the other mitzvahs in the Torah, because they're all included in the mitzvah of the belief in God and his oneness, and he's called the Kofar Biker, and he's not included in B'nai Yisrael, but rather he is called a Min. So from the Lashon HaChinuch to Mashmah, that even Goyim are mitzuveh in Ha'amonas Ha'elokus Uve Mitzvahs Ha'yichud B'chenein B'Lashon HaMinchas Chinuch, there who writes, quoting his Lashon, Bavur Barambam Perak Alf Nachsede Torah of Oivraz Essay Zum Vatil Essay Fagam Luisa Said Loyelacholim Achirim Al Ponai Kach Mavur Barambam Vine Koboy Olam Mitsuvim Al Zed Benoch Gamken Mitsuvel Avoy Desire. So you're Mavatil this essay, you're Mavatil Loyelim Achirim Al Ponai. So is Mavur and the Rambam, and all the people of the world are Mitsuve on this, because of Ben Noach is also mitzuveh on Avodah Zarah. Achsiv Shema Yisrael, Hainu di Yisrael Mekayim Mitzvahs Asei, V'lo Ben Noach, V'ratza HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'zakos Es Yisrael, V'fika Chirbo Lam Torah Mitzvahs, K'mo Shekasav Rab Mechaber Mitzvah Shelifnei Zu. So even B'nai Noach are mitzuveh? On this, is it Ben Noach is also mitzvah of Avodah Zarah? So here he says that Bnei Noach are mitzvah lo yelach alachem elo machem al panai. We suggested in a recent shir that Ben Noach is not mitzvah. Ben Noach is only mitzvah not to serve Avodah Zarah, but not the belief in more than one God. Here you see Mefurish in the Minchas Chinuch, not like that. Ben Noach is mitzvah and lo yelecha. It's Avodah Zarah. In believing in more than one God. But the mitzvah of Shema Yisrael is only for the Jews, because we have extra mitzvahs. The mitzvah of you believing in Yichud Hashem. And when the Minchas Chinuch references the mitzvah before this, he's referring to what it says earlier in Taf Tzadi Ches, ki be'emes she'osin sheva hen ke'en klalos, aveyesh ben prati maharbe, kom shtamotze she'isra arayos nechshelem derech chlala mitzvah achas. Veish ba pratim v'chenyan avod zara kulo nechshelem mitzvah achas, veish ba kama kama pratim. So, the mitzvahs, sheva mitzvahs are principles, general principles. But there are many details. Like arayos has many details to the isra of arayos. But it's all enumerated in one Isser. So to Avodah Zarah has many details. Now the Menachas Chinuch wanted to say this in the Rambam, that the Rambam learns that Bnei Noach are not only forbidden to believe in more than one God, they are also commanded to believe in one God. That's how he learns Beshitas HaRambam. However, in the Sefer Seder Mishnah and the Rambam, in Perek Aleph, Halacha Vav, he learns that both the mitzvah of Ha'amonas Ha'elokus and the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem B'nei Noach are not Mitzuvim. Wow. He writes, Kasha lama lo chashib raisib sanhedrin, nun vav shemona b'mispar mitzvah shenitztavu alayim b'nei noach, gam kein mitzvah amonis mitzisis baruch chomish badim freshim perik zeh. How come in Braisa we don't talk about believing the mitzvah of Hashem? Why isn't that a mitzvah of b'nei noach? And you can't say, like the Gemara says, that we don't enumerate kum v'aseis, because it's not a kum v'aseh, it's not something you do, you get up and do, it's davar tali b'leiv. So why, repeats the Seder Mishnah, why does the Tana not include the mitzvah of believing in God as part of the Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noach? And the answer is, because they're not commanded. That's his answer. The answer is, they're not commanded. And what does the Rambam hold? The Rambam holds, says the Seder Mishnah, Das Rabbeinu de Ben Noach lo nitztav ela shelo labad avodah zarah. A Ben Noach is only commanded not to serve idols. V'lo sa'aseh v'lo yelo ha'achalohim acherim al panai. But in the essay of believing in the mitzius of Hashem, they weren't commanded. They're not commanded in believing the Mitzvah Hashem, in the Yichud Hashem. So that's min akotze al akotze midivrei HaMinchas Chinuch b'shitas HaRambam. That's HaMinchas Chinuch. A Ben Noach is mitzuve on believing in the Mitzvah Hashem, which is mitzvah Esei Aleph, and on the mitzvah of Yichud, which is mitzvah Esei Beis. Just by Bnei Noach, these are details. These are included in their general Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. They don't have specific mitzvahs to do this. They're included in Avodah Zarah. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give us extra mitzvahs, so he gave us a specific mitzvah of Yichud Hashem, a specific mitzvah of believing in Him. But the Seder Mishnah learns B'das HaRambam that Ben Noach is not mitzuveh on believing in the mitzvahs of Hashem at all. And therefore he's also not mitzuveh on the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem. And their whole commandment is Shelo Labad Avodah Zarah, and that's like we said in the previous year, without quoting the Minchas Chinuch or the Seder Mishnah. That was just fitting with the Mahalach of the recent shiur from the Sefer Chaye HaMelech. So the reason we don't find the mitzvah of Manas Alokus, believing in God, and the mitzvah of Yichud for Bnei Noach, is not because they're included in Avodah Zarah, but because they're not commanded. So, the Seder Mishnah wanted to prove it, that he's not commanded, because look, the Gemara didn't mention it. But the fact that the Gemara didn't mention it is not going to be a raya, like the Menachas Chinuch already says. They didn't mention believing in Hashem and Yichud Hashem because it's included in the Yisur of Avodah Zarah. For us, we have a specific, a detailed mitzvah, and for them, it's included in the general mitzvah of Avodah Zarah. We can also add that even if Ben Noach is commanded to believe in the Metzius of Hashem, you don't have to say like the Minchas Chinuch that the mitzvah of believing in Hashem is included in the mitzvah of Avodah Zarah, since this mitzvah is an ikar and a yisod for all the other mitzvahs, because like the Rishonim say, you can't have a mitzvah if there's nobody commanding you to do it. So first there has to be a commander, and then you can start talking about mitzvahs. So if Hashem commands us to believe in Him, then that mitzvah is already assuming that we believe in Him. So it never really gets off the ground. You can only start with it if you already believe in it. So that's going to be the yisod for all the other mitzvahs. Once we believe, now you can start commanding other mitzvahs. So for Bnei Noach also, we don't have to say it's included in Hamanas HaLokus. It's included in the mitzvah of in the Yisur of Avodah Zarah to believe in God. We can just say that's the foundation of their other Sheva mitzvahs. And that the Gemara, like the Seder Mishnah asked, so why doesn't the Gemara mention believing in Hashem for Ben Noach? And the answer is because that's Pashut. You can't start Sheva mitzvahs without the mitzvah of believing in Hashem. And therefore it appears Pashut that even though the Rambam enumerates the mitzvah of believing in Hashem and Anochi Hashem Elokecha, and he holds that even though this mitzvah is an Iker and a Yisod, nevertheless it is enumerated as one of the 613 mitzvahs. But with that, the Rambam did not enumerate this mitzvah for a Ben Noach, since by a Ben Noach it's not a mitzvah pratis at all, but rather the mitzvah of believing in Hashem is included in their chiyuv of the Sheva mitzvahs. So when it comes to us, the Rambam enumerates Anochi Hashem Elokecha, believing in Hashem. But for a Ben Noach, he doesn't. Because for a Ben Noach, it's not a specific mitzvah. For us, it's a specific mitzvah to believe in Hashem. Even though it's an Iker and a Yisod, it's also a specific mitzvah. For Ben Noach, it's not a specific mitzvah, but it's definitely understood that you have to believe in Hashem. Otherwise, where did the Sheva mitzvahs come from? Therefore, it's mistaber like the Minchas Chinuch. It makes more sense that a Ben Noach is mitzuveh on belief in Metzius Hashem. And even though Chazal didn't enumerate it as a mitzvah pratis, but since they're chayav in the kiyum of Sheva mitzvahs, memela it's muchrach, it is very compelling that they are mitzuveh on believing in his Metzius, which is the yisod and the ikar for their kiyum hamitzvah. So that is the first leg of our journey. And please God, in the next shiur, we will continue and see niflaos mitzaras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.